6 o'clock, you're listening to The Homestretch on CBC Radio 1 here in Calgary. I'm Doug Dirks. The government of Quebec is holding a public inquiry into the death of Joyce Echiquan. She is the Indigenous woman who went to a hospital complaining of a stomach ache and died 2 days later. Her last moments, captured on a Facebook video, showed medical staff uttering racist insults while treating her. The incident has brought into focus the issue of racism in our healthcare system, in particular the mistreatment of Indigenous patients. And joining us now is Dr. Nell Wyman, president of the Indigenous Physicians Association of Canada. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So now, what do we know about the scope of the public inquiry in Quebec into the death of Joyce Echiquan?
Well, I think, this was just recently announced, but my hope is that the inquiry will look at all different levels of the healthcare system and the experiences that Indigenous people have in it, right from their attempts to access the healthcare system and their journey through the healthcare system, including, any follow-up care that might be required in a particular situation. And I also hope it looks at other levels, such as, who are the healthcare providers working in the healthcare system. We need increased diversity of Indigenous health professionals. We need increased representation at the leadership levels, governance levels of hospitals, for example, health authorities, and even within the provincial government in the ministries of health.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to happen on different fronts, for example, right? So that would be quite a long answer to the question.
Right,
but
sure.
I think, one of the first ways to start is to engage with the local or the regional or the, in this case, any provincial representative bodies of Indigenous people. Here in British Columbia, where I live, for example, many of the major healthcare decisions no longer are made by ministries, for example, alone. We have partnership agreements with the organization I work with during the day, the First Nations Health Authority. So we have to start from that equal, that relationship of having an equal partnership with transparency and reciprocal accountability.
Joyce Echiquan's case is getting a lot of media coverage and attention, as it deserves. Can you give us other examples of how Indigenous people face racism when trying to access medical care these days?
I think there's all types of different situations in which people experience racism. For example, maybe more minor instances where people are accessing care and are subjected to stereotyping, for example. So people assume that their health condition is related, for example, to the use of alcohol or other kinds of substance use, or that people are making poor lifestyle choices. That's one that comes up quite often. And so, these situations can range all the way from, I guess what we would consider more minor, but still harmful, all the way to more severe, where people don't actually get the care that they need in urgent or emergent situations. And of course, that has direct implications for their outcomes, whether they have a more severe course of illness, or in certain cases, it may be related to their death.
Right. What larger impact does systemic racism have on the health of Indigenous communities?
Well, one of the things we talk about a lot in my work in public health are the determinants of health. So there are all kinds of things in the environment or, the circumstances in which people live do in fact impact upon their health and their health status. And, racism would be considered one of those determinants of health. For many reasons. One, of course, people are often reluctant to seek help in the healthcare system because they fear for how they will be treated.
As a doctor yourself, is this part of it, education and training for healthcare professionals to help them look beyond some of those stereotypes that they may hold going into situations like this?
Yes, I mean, a lot of the discourse over the last week or so has been on cultural safety and humility training for all healthcare professionals. And, I do agree that that needs to happen, and cultural safety and humility needs to be embedded into all levels of the healthcare system. But the caution I have around that is, you know, people can't just take an 8-hour course in cultural safety and then say that they are, you know, no longer racist. I think we actually have to have that difficult, those difficult conversations about, you know, the beliefs that some healthcare providers actually have, and work actively to change those, or to have people realize how they're even behaving according to their biases, even though they may not be aware of them.
The Premier of Quebec says that now is the time for action. So what kind of action would you like to see from government?
Well, I think from government, I think there's a whole number of things. I mean, one is, of course, to take action on all the different inquiries that have already taken place, right, that very well cover this area. For example, the 7 calls to action in the area of health from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which has been out since 2015.
Right.
I think another major thing that needs to happen, and specifically in the province of Quebec in this case, is, you know, you still have a premier who seems quite reluctant to even admit that systemic racism exists. And I recognize that this is a difficult, this is really difficult to face. It's uncomfortable. But what I would encourage all leaders to do in healthcare organizations, heads of health authorities and provincial governments and federal governments, is we need to sit with that discomfort. We need to sit with it and realize the impact it has before we can move forward in a better way.
Dr. Wyman, thanks for your time. Stay well.
Great. Same to you. Take care.
Dr. Nell Wyman is president of the Indigenous Physicians Association of Canada.